Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and yes, it is the final edition of Behind Enemy Lines for the 2016 season presented by Gatorade. And to preview the season finale against the, yes, NFC East champion Dallas Cowboys, we welcome back David Hellman, staff writer for DallasCowboys.com. And David, my first question for you is this. Jerry Jones has said that there's no reason to change the game plan from a playing time standpoint for Sunday's matchup. Is he throwing a curveball, or do you think that we could see the starters for Dallas for all four quarters, even though everything for them is already clinched?
I certainly think you're going to see some starters in this game, but I think that was Jerry, maybe a little bit of gamesmanship on Jerry Jones's part. Like you said, not a whole lot to gain, win or lose in this ball game. I can't imagine guys like Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant are playing all four quarters. Obviously, talking about a 46-man roster, so there's no way you can sit every single player on this team. But you're talking about your starting quarterback, your starting running back. I expect to see some backups take the field at some point in this game. Maybe second, third quarter, after halftime. Certainly, I can't see everybody going all 60 minutes, though.
David, Tyron Smith, you know, suffered the knee injury against Detroit. Will be back for the playoffs. Doesn't look like that he'll play Sunday against the Eagles. Do you think that impacts the decision where if Dak Prescott does come out of the game, that we may see Mark Sanchez over Tony Romo to give Sanchez the reps and also a chance to face his former team in the Eagles?
Absolutely, yeah. If we're being honest here, still a couple days to go before the game, but I expect it to be Sanchez going against his old team if Dak does in fact come out. I just don't see a whole lot of reward in putting Tony Romo into this game, and I don't think the Cowboys do either. Like you said, Tyron Smith's not expected to play. Ronald Leary showed up on the injury report today, the starting left guard. So you're talking about putting, 36-year-old Tony Romo, who's had injury issues, into a game with, second and third string type of players. And for what, really? I mean, maybe 20, 25 snaps in a game that doesn't mean a whole lot for either team. I think they would rather have him 100% healthy for a potential playoff run than worry about getting him those snaps. So like I said, if Dak comes out or when he comes out, I would imagine it'll be Sanchez.
David, the last time the Eagles and the Cowboys met, it was a Sunday night thriller back in week 8. The Cowboys rallied from a 10-point deficit and won the game in overtime. The Eagles have only won 2 games since that point, so certainly it was a turning point for them. Was it a similar moment for the Cowboys in terms of keeping them on track, keeping them on pace to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs?
I think the thing that stands out for me from that game is that was one of the worst games of Dak Prescott's season. He had a passer rating of 79. I think that's his second worst of the season, right up there with his performances against the Giants, which were obviously losses. But it was probably his worst performance where he still managed to get it together and pull together a win. They were down by 10 in the fourth quarter. He'd been inaccurate. He'd thrown an interception. Just hadn't looked like, the uncharacteristic guy that he had been all this year. Still managed to piece it together and bring them back for an overtime win. Obviously, that drive in overtime where they didn't give the ball back to the Eagles and went down and found Jason Witten in the end zone is one of the two or three biggest moments of the year. So, like I said, we already knew the Cowboys were good by then, but that was when I think I learned that they could play poorly and still manage to come out with a win. It was a really impressive performance.
David, a year ago at this time, the Eagles and the Cowboys both were getting ready for the offseason. Neither team made the playoffs, but the Cowboys were in last place in the division, and all of a sudden now, chance to win 14 games potentially. They have the number one seed in the NFC. Was changing things around as simple as drafting Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott, or what do you think was the biggest key to the team's turnaround in just 1 year going from worst to first?
And I don't mean this as any disrespect to Ezekiel Elliott. He's been incredible. I fully expect him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year or, at least contend with Dak for it one way or the other. I think it all comes down to quarterback play. You go back to 2014, Tony Romo had the best season of his career. Cowboys won the division, got into the second round of the playoffs. He gets hurt last year, obviously, in week 2 in a win against Philadelphia, and everything kind of fell apart because the Cowboys didn't have an answer at quarterback. It's not like the running game dropped off. Darren McFadden was an 1,100-yard rusher. I don't think he's quite as good as Elliott. I think pretty much anybody would agree with that, but they were still running the ball successfully. The defense was keeping them in games. They lost, I believe, 7 games by a touchdown or less last year. That was a competitive team. I know the record didn't look like it, but they weren't getting their doors blown off, hardly. I think they lost maybe 2 games by double-digit points or more. So what changes? You draft a quarterback. Obviously, nobody could have predicted Dak Prescott would be as amazing as he has been. But the difference for this team is just having a competent quarterback who can move the offense, keep things ahead of the chains, find the open receiver, and open up the passing game for the running game. Obviously, Dak's been able to do that. And, you know, having a competent, confident quarterback has made all the difference for this team, just like it did 2 years ago.
David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com, thank you for taking us behind enemy lines one final time this year, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.